So, welcome back, David.
Good to be back. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, what's happening today?
What do you know about taxes? What kinds of things are taxed?
One thing that's not taxed are corporations, right?
Yeah, and that's getting more and more true. You know, governments want money. So, if they're going to tax something, they want to tax where the money is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to this a little later, but has anybody figured out a way to tax solar energy? No. If they had, we'd have a lot more solar energy around because then governments could tax it.
We'd be making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of talk, especially in green circles, on the carbon tax and making a heftier tax on all fossil fuels.
That's a good idea. And let's get into that. So fossil fuels, what fossil fuels are taxed?
Well, when you go to the pump, the taxes are built right into the price, right?
Right.
Okay. I imagine all of the fossil fuels are taxed, right?
Okay. Well, let's talk about the cost.
Fracked gas. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the cost of those things. What do you know about the cost of coal? Well, let's talk in units of millions of BTUs. Do you remember that one person working hard for a year is a million BTUs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of units of million BTUs, what do you think a million BTUs of coal? About $2. So now, oil.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that is? That's about $25.
Per million BTUs?
Right.
Okay.
Do you know about natural gas?
I know that people are trying to act like fracked gas is some sort of clean alternative when it's not.
Okay, it's not, but let's talk. We're talking taxes
monetary,
and price.
No. If you notice from my other answers, I don't know.
Okay, $4 a million BTUs.
Okay.
So we've got $2 for coal, $4 mm-hmm. for gas, and $25 for oil. Which one are you going to go after?
I'm thinking coal.
That's why it's used for making electricity, because it is so cheap.
Hmm.
But if you're now taxing it, and you're taxing, you know, a certain number of million BTUs, you want to tax the expensive stuff, right?
Right,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, by the way, listenership, I'm only saying that I would choose coal if I were in a purely economic mindset, which never happens. So this is definitely not a Megan advocating for coal discussion.
So if you had a carbon tax and you taxed carbon, it would be very different than if you have a sales tax that taxes the price. Price of coal is cheap, so a sales tax on coal would be not much money.
Mm-hmm.
And the carbon tax would be a lot on coal because there's a lot of carbon, and it would be less on natural gas, right?
Right.
That's the way that tax works. Now, it gets a little more interesting when we talk about electricity, because electricity is stuff that's made from something else. So electricity is just the carrier of the energy. So that's why there are coal power plants. There have been.
But because it's so dang cheap.
Yeah. There's a lot of solar. For instance, solar power is part of the transmitter of this station, right?
Yes.
Problem is that they can't tax solar. There's no good way to do that.
Okay, so I was right. Yeah, they're not taxing solar.
My house is passive solar, so a lot of the heat for my house is from the sun,
mm-hmm.
and that's not taxed. How is your dwelling heated?
Dirty, dirty, coal-powered grid, I'm imagining, but maybe not. There's the hydroelectric power in Green Island.
So do you use electric heat?
Gas.
Gas, mm-hmm. Okay, see, so the gas is one of those things that's taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the solar in my house is not taxed.
Okay.
So, you know, from a government's perspective, that's not a good thing.
Right. It's considered to be very costly to put solar panels on homes, but that price has recently plummeted. There are companies like Monolith Solar in upstate New York that are putting solar panels on Hackett Middle School in Albany, Knickerbocker Arena, where I used to go ice skating.
Okay, so let's talk about the cost of solar. Have you heard of how long the payback period is for a solar installation? As a conservative thing, let's say it's 14 years to pay back.
Okay.
If it's 14%, or 14 years, 14 goes into 100% 7 times. So that's like 7% on your money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get out of your bank account?
Not that much anymore.
Not that much.
No.
Okay. Now, suppose you earn some money in your job.
Okay.
What does the government do to that?
Tax it.
Tax it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they tax it. Let's say that takes $10 to get 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 10% on your money if you get it for solar, okay? So where can you get 10% on your money?
By buying solar.
Right.
Yeah.
Higher cost is paid off in 14 years. The entire cost is paid off at 7% rate of return. And after that, it's all free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're investing, as soon as you buy a solar, you're investing in something that pays you 7% on your money. And that's like 10% if you worked for it.
So why aren't more people switching to solar everywhere?
Because they don't understand this little calculation that we've just talked about.
Hmm.
Okay, have you done it? Okay, well, I don't sell this stuff, okay? But I know that in Columbia County, there's a field of solar that is available for people who don't have roof space. They can buy solar panels in this field, and then the price is taken right off of your meter. So it's as if it was connected to your house and net metered in your house, but it's panels that are down in Columbia County. So that's pretty cool, right?
How far what's the range of that? So if those panels are in Columbia County and you live in Troy, if you live on 6th Ave in Troy, can you get these panels and get the energy from these panels?
Yes, you can.
That's so weird.
Isn't that good?
You're literally, we're not being metaphorical, you're literally getting energy from those panels.
Okay, now, literal, I'm a very literal physicist. So as a physicist, I can't say that the electrons that you get are the electrons from the panel. But the energy, energy that goes into the grid is the energy you get credit for at 6th Avenue. But now you personally are getting the credit because you personally have bought the panels in Columbia County. And so they're your panels and it's your electricity going into the grid. It's going into the grid in Columbia County and you're taking it. You're taking not the same electrons, but you're taking the same amount of energy out of the grid in Troy. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Two very literal questions, though, and pardon me if they sound a little funny. When the meter man comes, they're literally taking the reading and subtracting, or, you know, I guess it's probably computerized now, but they're subtracting the solar watts from your meter.
Exactly.
Okay. And then also with the panels themselves, could you go and actually see the panels that are yours?
Again, I don't sell this stuff, so I don't know the answer to that. But certainly if you went and looked at the field, you could say, oh, man, those seven panels or whatever it is you bought, those are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they might not literally be those seven, but, you know, if you buy seven panels, you've got the energy from that.
Well, getting a little personal, it feels like you are a little ahead of the game because you've had solar panels on your, where? House? Boat? Where else?
Well, I have it on the radio station that this is broadcasting from.
Okay.
I have it on a shed where I charge the battery for my tractor to keep the tractor battery charged in the winter.
Okay.
I've had it. There's some panels that I have that are over 30 years old.
Okay.
And they're still putting out power, but not very much. And back then, I had to buy them at $10 a watt. And now panels are like $1 a watt or less.
Do you see a future David Borton purchasing an Elon Musk terracotta solar panel roof, one of those new things that he just put out where you just unfurl this material that's all solar energy ready?
Well, that sounds like a good thing, but I don't know enough about it to comment on that one. But his electric batteries, storage batteries, would be great for the electric boats that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So that the solar energy that I collect on the roof of my boat can be stored in that kind of battery.
Hmm. Have you ever had excess solar energy on your boat, the solar sail?
I always have excess energy.
Okay.
Essentially, because the panels keep the battery charged. And
okay.
Once the batteries are charged, then you don't get any more out of the panels. When you're going in the boat, then the boat goes on current sun and keeps the batteries charged.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use it up at all, then when the boat stops, it tops up the batteries just sitting there.
Now, in your own imagination, when you go back in time and you think about industry and the fact that we've been relying on coal and these power grids, do you have thoughts of your own on why we never went down the solar road much, much earlier? It's not that we didn't have the technological tools.
Right.
You know?
We were talking about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have money invested in a coal power plant, if you have money invested in a oil field, do you want solar?
No.
No. And if you're the government taxing this stuff and you can't tax solar energy, do you want solar energy?
No. So it's all been about greed and control?
Not all, but mostly.
Mm-hmm. Man. I mean, it's interesting going around Troy and actually seeing more and more solar panels on homes. And do you, I mean, I know you're a physicist, but you're also a man of the world. But do you see a relationship between solar energy and solar panels and culture, like an attitude towards the world and a desire for creative output in the world?
Let's go back and talk about independence. If you are connected to the grid and that's it, you're dependent on the grid. Now, I don't like to be dependent on the grid. There have been 2 weeks when snowstorms have taken the power grid down at my house for a week at a time. When that happens, my neighbors have to move out of their houses. They can't live in their houses anymore. I had enough solar so that I'm fat and happy in my house. So you have insurance, right? You mm-hmm. have health insurance. Mm-hmm. You have car insurance. You might have life insurance. There's all kinds of insurances that you have. And if you have solar panels with a battery backup, you have electricity insurance. So that the people that had to move out either went to a hotel, and that's expensive, right, for mm-hmm. a week. So this is cheap electricity insurance.
Hmm. So are you excited by more and more people embracing solar energy and also accessibility and like just seeing buildings like the Knickerbocker Arena right here down the block with panels on them?
Well, that's great. But see, we're a little behind the eight ball. We mm-hmm. should have been doing this 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And people should have been building more passive solar houses 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually 40 years ago now. You know, these technologies have been around that long. So think if we had started 40 years ago where we are now. How much electricity do you really need at night? A long time ago, we would sit around a fire and we would, you know, we're talking 1,000 years ago, you'd sit around a fire and that would be your light and your heat.
Ooh, I like this, the Chauvet caves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, that's a good life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do I need, I know somebody who had 500-watt light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very powerful light bulb. He had 10 of them in his front hall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 kilowatts of electric power just to light his front hall.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a good thing?
No.
Okay. with maybe 50 watts of LED light bulbs, you would get lots of light in that front hall. And that's a factor of 100 difference. So, you know, do you really need that extra 100 times the solar, the electricity that you use? If you have solar, you don't need as much.
Hmm.
So that the price goes down, you're less. And I'm going to say your life is better.